Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹早安。
My friend here, because we were classmates once before, he would like to introduce me.
我的这个翻译员呢是我们这个中学的同学，所以刚才他说他要介绍我。我可以很简单的说哈，以前我是圣人，他是罪人呢。现在他是罪人，他是圣人，我是罪人。Now I said, before I am the saint and he is the sinner. Now he is the saint and I am the sinner.
I should add this. He is the honor student. I am the worst student. And the reason why I was classmate with him in high school, I think it's in grade school.
No, in high school.
In high school? Okay, yeah. He remembered. It's because 我在中文课呢留级 It's because I got demoted in my Chinese department, so I joined him in his class, so I'm older than him. Yeah. Okay, let me begin my message by asking you a personal question.
我们这个在讲到之前，先问大家一个个人的问题。
How many of you feel the pressure of gaining a seminary education?
我们在这边接受一个神学教育，有感觉到很大的压力吗？
This includes fulfilling your academic requirements.
当然这个包括我们必须完成所有的课程的要求。
Life and family responsibilities.
有的人还有所谓家庭的责任。
And also future uncertainties.
还有将来的未知数。
Homesickness.
或者说你很想念家人。
And so on and so forth.
还有很多很多的不同的压力跟挑战。
I hope the faculty and the staff here take note of what I'm sharing here.
我希望我们这里的老师同工都会注意到刚才我所提到的这一些。
So that they can be merciful towards you, the seminarians.
因此呢，他们对你们呢也都会仁慈一点。
But having said that,
但是如果我这样讲了
，I think this will be my last time to be invited to speak at BSOP.
以后他们就不会再邀请我过来讲道了。
But please don't think that the faculty.And staff are having it easy.
但是另外一方面，请我们大家也不要以为说做老师同工的也日子过得很容易。
Because they have also their life and ministry challenges as well.
因为他们也跟我们一样，在这个侍奉跟生活上面也有不同的压力跟挑战。
So please be appreciative of what they are doing to serve the Lord and you at the seminary.
所以我们在这个神学院里面，我们大家可以彼此的接纳，彼此的欣赏。
Now that I have reminded you about the demands of life and ministry,
当我现在已经提醒大家有关于我们服事的一些的挑战跟要面对的
I'm sure it stirs up in some of you this question.
我相信在我们心中可能会发起这样的一个问题。
How can I make it through this life stage in seminary?
我在神学院的这一段的时间，我怎么能够顺利的走完呢？
So for this reason, I've chosen 2 Corinthians 4, the passage that we just read earlier.
所以我今天早上就选择刚才我们所读的《哥林多后书》第四章这一段的经文。
Because in this chapter, 2 Corinthians 4,
在《哥林多后书》第四章
Paul gives us the idea, life in the midst of death.
保罗给我们的一个概念，也就是生命在死亡的处境。
And this chapter also falls under 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 7.
同样呢，也把它放在这个《哥林多前书》一章到七章的这个上下文里面。
And in this chapter 1 to 7, there is also a theme that linked these seven chapters together.
因此呢，这七章的经文跟今天这段经文也有一个连接。
And the theme is.Comfort in the midst of affliction.
也就是说，在这个这个困难的当中的安慰。
So since we have already read 2 Corinthians 4, 7 to 10 and 16 to 18.
我们已经读过后书这个第四章七节那一段经文，还有十六节那一段的经文。
So we will skip that reading.
我们就不再重新读了。
Let me.Pray together with you as we want to listen from God, from His Word.
我们要从神那边来聆听他的话语。我们首先再一次祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天父，
we call on you today，
今天我们再一次的呼唤你，
to teach us your word，
求主你教导我们你的道。
May your spirit illuminate our minds，
但愿你的圣灵光照我们的心，
to cast out any doubts，
把我们一切的困惑疑惑取掉。
Fear, anxiety，
我们心中或许也有惧怕，也有焦虑，
or pride in our lives，
或者在我们生命里面有骄傲。
As a result，
结果，
we will surrender our will，
我们还是要把我们个人的这个意志交给你，
to allow you to transform us，
能够让神你来改造我们，
by your grace and truth，
借着你的恩典和你的真理，
help us to grow，
帮助我们能够继续成长，
and to be shaped in our character，
我们的这个品格能够继续的被雕塑，
to grow into the likeness of your Son Jesus Christ，
好叫我们能够成长，以至于像我们的主耶稣基督。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name，
我们是奉耶稣的名祈求的。
Amen，
Amen。
You know, as I read this passage found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4，
当我读了这段经文，就是哥林多后书第四章。
One thing that comes to mind is the clay of jar。
就是很明显的讲到这个一个瓦器，
or jar of clay，
或者是一个瓦做的这个器皿。
What was Paul thinking when he used this term？
保罗为什么他当时在想什么？会怎么他会用这个图画呢
？So as I asked about this question, I came across an article。
我在思想的时候，我也看到一段的一个著作。
Written by Mark Wilson，
是 Mark Wilson 他所写的。
His article title is "Treasures in Clay Jars"。
他的这篇的文章的题目，也就是在瓦器里的宝贝。
Let me quote from what he said。
他是这样说
：I discovered that archaeologists and treasure hunters working in the Greco-Roman world have found this。
在这些考古学家他们所做的事情里面，他们就发现这样的东西。
Coins were buried in clay jars for safekeeping。
他们呢就把很多的这些银币呢、钱币放在瓦器里，然后把它埋藏起来。
In times of warfare and instability。
所以是为了安全，或者说在不安定的时候能够把它保全。
The phenomenon was so well known that Jesus told the parable。
这种的情况是非常普遍的，因此呢，耶稣的教导里面也有提过。
In the parable about a man who found such a hoard and sold his possession to buy the field。
也就是耶稣的比喻里面，就是有一个人他知道某一个园子里面有藏了这么多的好的东西，就变卖自己所有的来把它买下来。
The Greek word for coin or a treasure，
这边宝贝这个作者所用的这个词
，the word thesaurus，
就是 thesaurus 这个词。
Used by Jesus is the same word that Paul used in 2 Corinthians 4:7。
耶稣在那边所用的，跟这里保罗所用的词是同样一个名词。
So they seem to be talking about the same thing。
看起来他们讲这些题目的时候，背景是一样的。
So here's my question for you。
所以这是我对大家发的一个问题。
Because Jesus used the same word to talk about the person who found treasure buried in their property and sold everything he had。
所以耶稣用这个宝贝这个词讲到这个人发现有这么好的宝贝，愿意把他一生的积蓄来换这块的地。
And then Paul here talks about treasures in earthen jars。
这边保罗也是讲到有宝贝放在这个瓦器里。
What are they saying similarly？
所以他们有一个什么共同的点呢
？I believe they're saying it's what's inside that counts。
他们的一个共同点，也就是说，是瓦器里的里面那个东西是什么更重要
？And then the next question I like to ask is this。
第二个问题是这样。
So what does he mean about treasure? What is he referring to when he used the term treasure?
当他们两个都讲到宝贝的时候，这宝贝是指什么
？So you will see that they're referring to just something very simple.
所以他们所指的是一样非常简单的事情。
The death and life of Christ.
也就是基督的生与死。
So in doing so, I would like to ask, do you have this treasure in you?
啊，因此呢，我也问大家，在你里面有没有这个宝贝
？Do you have the life, the death and life of Christ in you?
在你的里面有没有基督的生与死
？If you have the death of life and death and life of Christ in you,
如果你有基督的生死在你的心里
，How does this relate to your life and ministry?
这样呢，如何影响你的生命和你的服事？
So, to answer that question, I have outlined it into three main points.
在这边，所以我要跟大家来分享三点。
First is the death and life of Christ empowers us to overcome life and ministry demands.
就是说，基督的这个生与死可以给我们力量，能够胜过我们的生命里面的这些压力跟这些的挑战。
The second point is the death and life.Of Christ empowers us to live the exchange life.
第二点，也就是耶稣的生与死，给我们力量，能够活出那个更新或者更换的这个生命。
Third, the death and life of Christ motivates us to focus on eternal values.
耶稣基第三点，耶稣基督的生与死也鼓励我们激励我们能够过一个生活是以永生价值。为我们的出发点。
So let's take the first step in appropriating the treasure that we have inside our body.
所以我们来打出第一步我们怎么让这个宝贝在我们的生命里面来启动。
It's taken from verses 8 and 9.
我们看第八节、第九节。
To describe the rigors of life and ministry.
这边保罗在形容这个一个人的服事。
Paul uses a series of paradoxes or self-contradicting terms.
保罗在这边呢用了一些对比或者好像互相矛盾的词。
Like for example, he will say perplexed but not despair.
这边讲到是困惑但是呢没有失望。
Persecuted but not abandoned.
遭逼迫但是没有被丢弃。
Struck down but not destroyed.
打倒但是不至于死。
So why is Paul using these apparent contradictions together?
所以保罗用了这些所谓对比，他的用意是什么呢？
Perhaps you can identify with this.
可能你也可以认同保罗这边所说的。
Before coming to seminary,
你来学院之前，
you were very sure that God is calling you into vocational Christian ministry.
你非常的肯定是上帝呼召你来做全职的服事。
So as you begin sharing your calling with your parents,
比如说你开始跟你的父母表达这个心愿的时候
，with your spouse，
跟你的配偶来分享的时候
，your children，
和你的孩子也这样分享
，your friends，
还有你的朋友
，they start questioning you，
他们可能会反问你
，are you sure？
你很明确吗？你确定吗
？God is calling you to do this，
是神呼召你来做这个全职服事吗？
And then as you enter seminary,
然后你进到神学院的时候
and you start on the first day of class,
在上这个在神学院的第一天
you look at the syllabus,
然后你看到这些功课的要求
and you look at the required readings,
必须读多少的书
the number of papers that you have to submit,
需要交的多少的专文
and the test that you have to take,
还有需要做的考试
you begin to doubt,
你就开始怀疑
so can I really last2 years, 3 years in the seminary.
我真的能够在这边能够耐到两年、三年吗
？And when you begin to feel that way,
当你这样开始感觉的时候
，then you actually begin to see the demands of life and ministry is so overwhelming.
然后呢，你其实就已经有感受到在将来的这个服事生命里面的挑战，是在压力是很大的。
I remember my journey to go to seminary.
我也记得自己在神学院里面的路程。
At that time, I was age 30.
那个时候我已经三十岁。
And then, so I told my dad.
所以我就告诉我的父亲
of my plans to go to seminary to prepare for vocational ministry.
告诉他我这个计划要去神学院装备，以后要服侍主。
He didn't make any comment. He didn't make a response.
他没有什么回应。
I kind of expected that.
我其实也预料到可能他会这样反应。
Because about 3 years ago,
因为在这之前的三年
I told him about my plans to migrate to Canada with my family.
我有跟他说过提过要跟我的家人一起移民到加拿大。
And he reminded me.
他就提醒我。
He said you have a very secure job.
在这里你有一个非常稳定的工作。
You have a bright future for your career.
你的这个专业也很有前途。
Why would you want to do that?
你为什么要去加拿大呢？
So this time, the last time I told him about my migration plan.
所以当我跟他讲到这个移民的计划的时候
，It took him six months before he gave me his blessing.
他一直呢，他等到六个月之后才祝福我。
And this time around,
而这次呢，当我跟他说我要奉献
，It became shorter.
就稍微短一点这个时间。
3 months.
三个月
When I talked to him,
我跟他提了
he basically said two things.
他基本上只说两件事
you take care of your family,
第一你要照顾你的家庭
and you look after your living expenses.
然后呢你要自己负责你的生活费用
so what I heard from him,
所以我从他得到的这个信息
is this message.
也就是这个
if you want to go to vocational ministry,
如果你要全职服侍主
Don't expect me to financially support you.
你不要预料我会这个经济上面来支持你。
I understood that.
我可以，我明白。
Because he really wanted me to stay to be a professional.
因为他还是希望我能够在我专业里面来发展。
When I shared with one of our supplier, the company that I was working for.
当我跟我在那个时候还在工作的我们的这个顾客来提的时候。
It took him a little while before he knows how to respond to my plan to go to ministry.
他也是要一段时间，然后才知道怎么回应我这个决定。
So he fumbled around a little bit, and finally he says, "I hope that you have a bright future."
最后他就说希望你会有一个光明的前途。
When I talked to a colleague at work.
我跟我的一个同事提过的时候
，Who was critical about Christianity？
他对这个信仰是非常批判性的。
He said this。
他这样说
：“I think you found the light。”
我想你是找到那个光了。
So all of these were not very encouraging。
所以这些反应呢，原则上不是非常鼓励性的。
But at the same time, I knew that following Christ sometimes is not a popular decision。
所以我也知道说我们选择要跟随基督并不是一个很受欢迎的决定。
So as we begin to see the pressures of life and ministry,
所以当我们开始看到我们的生活和侍奉的压力的时候
that we can really appreciate what Paul was talking about,
那我们就会开始来明白或者理解还是欣赏保罗这边所说的
about the jars of clay,
讲到这个瓦器里的宝贝。
And as we begin to appreciate that,
当我们能够明了这个意义的时候
And then we can look forward to learn how to live the exchange life.
然后呢我们才知道说怎么进一步去活出那个更换的生命。
So in verse 10 we read these words.
所以在第十节我们看这个经文。
He says Paul says that we carry around the death of Christ.
保罗说在身上常带着耶稣的死
But also his life is revealed in our body.
但是同时呢也因为这样使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来
To help us to understand what Paul is talking about the death of Christ and the life of Christ
如果我们要明白保罗这边所说的基督的生与死
We need to go toAnd take a look at another passage.
我们需要再看另外一段的经文。
A familiar passage.
另外一段经文。
Galatians 2:20.
就是加拉太书第二章二十节。
Which maybe some of you have memorized.
我相信很多人都会背这节的经文。
And here in this passage, it talks about Paul being crucified with Christ.
这边保罗是提到自己已经与基督同钉十字架。
Why did he say that?
为什么他这样说？
In his testimony, he's trying to say that I carry in my life the death of Christ.
我想他的见证是说，在我的生命当中，我也带着耶稣的死。
But at the same time, why did he say that?
同时他又为什么这样说？
Because without the dead being joining Christ in his death,
因为如果没有和基督在死上联合,
he cannot experience the life of Christ in his body.
他也就不能够在他的身体上来体验耶稣的生。
Now, is Paul saying this reluctantly?
保罗这样说是出于无奈吗?
No, I don't believe so.
我相信并不是这样。
In fact, he says these words.
甚至于他是这样说。
I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我活着是因为我信靠神的儿子耶稣，他是爱我的。
If Christ can sacrifice his life for me,
耶稣是为我舍己的，他如果为我舍己，
how can I not trust him to give me what is life's best?
我怎么能够不信任他会把这生命最美好的给我呢？
So, you know, as I look back on my seminary experience,
所以当我自己回头看我在神学院的这个历程的时候，
I had many things that God had provided.
我看到很多情况下，很多事情上上帝的供应。
First, I was financially supported by my church.
所以第一呢，是我的教会支持我的这个学习。
And for my field education requirement, I was able to serve at the church.
作为我的实习，我有在一个教会服事。
I did youth ministry and other ministry as well.
在这个教会里面也有做这个少年的工作，还有其他的服事。
And in my youth ministry, my wife and a group of career professionals join us in serving.
我的师母同样跟我们一起来服事。
All of us have a great love for the young people, and also at the same time, in raising the church future leaders.
我们夫妇都很喜爱这些的青少年人，也同时呢来培养他们以后做教会的领袖。
I was privileged to work with under three pastors.
所以我也有这个机会在三个牧者的带领下来服事。
Who were godly examples to me?
他们都是我敬畏神的非常好的榜样。
And pass on to me a lot of their wisdom and experiences.
他们也把他们的智慧和他们的经验传给我。
However, after 3 years of being in seminary,
但是三年的神学生活生涯过去之后，
as a husband, as a father,
作为一个丈夫，作为一个爸爸，
as a pastoral intern,
作为一个实习牧师，
I didn't realize that I was accumulating a lot of stresses.
我没有预想到我会集合很多的这些压力。
Now, don't get me wrong.
但是你不要误会。
I was very busy.
我确实是很忙。
But I really enjoyed what I was doing and learning.
我也非常的喜欢我所的处境还有我的学习。
But I still remember very clearly.
但是我还是记得非常的清楚。
It was in a winter retreat.
就是在一个冬天的这个营会里面。
With college students and career people.
在参加的人都是这些大学生，还有一些专业人士。
I was assigned a room that was freezing.
We were assigned a room that was freezing. 我们呢被安排在一个房间呢，真的是非常的冷。
Because the heater was not working.
因为那个暖气机坏了。
At first, I thought, you know, I could tough it out.
我以为说我可以坚持。
I was healthy and besides, you know, I can suffer a little bit.
我蛮健康的，甚至于我想我可以受苦。
But 2 nights staying in that room.
但是在这个房间过了两个晚上。
I developed a fever.
我就开始发烧。
And my body was aching.
我全身都疼痛。
I didn't think much about this.
我也没有太在意。
I went home.
回家之后
went to the seminary,
还是去上课
started attending class,
开始上课
and to my horror, I noticed one thing.
然后呢我就发现有一件事情发生
If you were to talk to me just a minute ago,
你一分钟前跟我讲话所说的话
my mind will totally blank out, I cannot recall.
我完全记不住你跟我讲了什么
I say something to you,
我跟你说什么
And the next minute, I will forget totally what I said to you.
下一分钟我也忘记我跟你说了什么。
So what I tried to do,
所以我就试着
was to bring and put in my pocket a ring binder.
所以在我的这个口袋里面呢有一个小小的本子。
And then I will write down what somebody said to me or my assignment and all that.
所以把一些该记的东西都写下来。
I have to write it down.
我必须记下来。
And so I begin to think.
然后我开始想。
If I cannot remember things,
如果这些小事情我都记不住。
And this is my last semester in seminary.
这个是我在神学院里面的最后的一个学期。
And in my final semester of coursework,
我这个最后学期的一些功课
and also in my papers,
还有我的这些专文
and also in my final exam,
还有我的最后的考试
I would need to be able to recall all my previous years of language studies and exegesis,
我必须记得在过去两三年里面这些原文的有释经的东西
How would I be able to make it?
我怎么能够及格呢
And you know how it is, as you start worrying,
所以我就开始焦虑了。
Things get worse.
这个情况又越来越不好。
And I began to imagine.
我就开始想象。
If I cannot finish my last semester.
如果我这个最后一个学期不能顺利完成的话。
Then I would not be able to get my MDiv degree.
我就拿不到我的学位。
And in my mind, I knew that if I do not have a degree, then I could not be in vocational Christian ministry or be a pastor.
我拿不到这个学位，我就不能够去专业的来服侍主。
So as I begin to worry,
所以当我开始焦虑的时候
I start reaching out and ask for help.
我就请别人来帮助我。
From family,
要求一些家庭。
From pastors,
牧师。
From my coworkers,
还有我的同工。
And the last group that I ask for help,
还有另外一个族群我向他们要求帮助的。
Which I was reluctant at first.
本来我不想请他们帮忙。
Were the youth that I served.
也就是那些我在服侍的青少年。
And I didn't realize that when I started become so desperate.
但是当我感觉到自己几乎不能够做什么的时候
I asked for their help to pray for me.
我就请他们要为我祷告。
Then I began to experience how much they love me and they are concerned for me.
我就开始知道他们是怎么爱我，也关心我。
I will never forget that.
我不会忘记这个事。
And then as they pray,
当他们为我祷告的时候
I really appreciate it.
我真的非常的接纳还有欣赏。
But one thing I did not expect.
但是有一件事情是我没有预料到的。
That despite of all the support and prayer and help.
也就是别人所给我的这一切的支持，他们的祷告。
I even went to see a biblical counselor who was also a faculty member.
甚至我去找一个老师，他是一个专业的辅导。
He met with me regularly.
他也经常跟我见面。
And he's a wonderful listener.
他是一个非常好的一个聆听者。
He never let me even think that I was losing my mind.
所以他从来不会让我感觉我已经快要疯了。
And all the support that I received.
我所接受的这一切的支持。
But God allowed me to learn what I could not learn in seminary.
是上帝容许我学习我在学院本身所学习不到的功课。
Do you believe that God can use things that you cannot learn in seminary?
你相信上帝会用在神学院里面学不到东西来帮助你吗
？Like what？
像什么
？Brokenness，
就是我们自己的破碎。
Brokenness，
我们的破碎。
I never thought I needed to be broken。
我从来没有想过我会这样的粉碎。
And I was so broken that the Lord then started working my heart。
当我这样粉碎的时候，上帝就开始在我的心里面工作。
And I have to yield myself, and I pray this prayer.
所以呢，我自己本身也就要这样的祷告。
I said to the Lord.
我对主说
，Lord, if I could not earn my seminary degree.
主啊，如果我不能得到我的学位
，Nothing, absolutely nothing, can keep me from serving you for the rest of my life.
没有任何一样东西，包括这个不能得到我的学位，能够禁止我一生来服侍你。
It's only when I said those words in my brokenness.
当我在我很破碎的时候说出这句话的时候
，that all the heavy weight on my heart and my spirit.
所以一切在我身上、心上的重担
，all of a sudden dropped.
就忽然间卸下来了。
All of a sudden, without any promise of the future.
所以没有任何所谓将来的应许
or Could you say any hope for the future?
或者说任何将来的这个期望。
I was set free.
我得到释放了。
I was free in Christ.
在基督里我得到释放了。
Because he does not require my degree.
Because he does not.
He doesn't require my seminary degree.
因为神不要求我要有这个神学学位。
Now please don't get the wrong idea.
但是这个并不是说你就不要学习了。
That maybe after this chapel message.
这个我们早会之后。
You start preparing to go home.
你就开始打包要 回家了。
And don't complete your seminary degree. And don't complete your seminary degree.
我不能帮助你完成你的这个神学学位。
I will be in deep, deep trouble to this person.
No, not me.
Okay. okay.
那我就对不起神了。
And then this is what happened.
然后这个事情发生。
There was a good ending to this.
有一个很好的一个结局。
And God surprised me.
上帝给我很大的惊奇。
That within short weeks,
也就是在很短的几个星期里面。
I began to recover my memory.
我的这个回忆又恢复了。
And would you believe this?
你会相信吗
？That in my last semester.
在我的最后的这一个学期里
the grades that I received
我所得到的成绩
exceeded all my previous
是超越我过去所有的成绩
It's amazing
是非常惊奇的
The Lord wanted to show me
主要告诉我
Are you a broken jars of clay
你会不会是一个破碎的一个瓦器
Are you learning what it is the death and life of Christ is your treasure
你有没有学习到耶稣的生与死是你的宝贝
So that's what I mean that there are things that you cannot learn in seminary
这就是我所指的在神学里面不能够直接学习到的东西
Because that broken experience
因为你这个被破碎的这个经验
It's a work of the Holy Spirit
是圣灵的在我心里面的工作。
So when we experience how to overcome the life and ministry demands.
所以当我们在学习如何能够胜过我们在学习侍奉当中的一些要求和挑战。
To the death and life of Christ.
也就是借着耶稣基督的生与死。
And because of that, we also learn how to live the exchange life.
也因为这样，我们也知道怎么能够活出一个所谓更替的一个生命。
Then the last thing is that we will begin to be motivated to focus on eternal values.
这样呢，我们最后呢也被激励要把我们的焦点放在永恒的这个角度上。
And this is found in verses 14 to 16 to 18.
这我们可以在第四章第十六节到第十八节那边可以看到。
Okay, so here, you know, there's a question that begs to be asked.
这边要问一个问题。
How can you continue to fix your eyes on what is eternal?
我们如何能够把我们的眼睛呢一直持续放在有永恒价值的事上
Because Paul says very clearly, what is seen is temporal.
保罗说眼见的东西都是暂时的
What is unseen is eternal
那个不是眼见的东西反而是永恒的
Some of us might think Oh, it's a little abstract 太抽象了
可能我们当中有的人认为这个讲法太抽象
So we got to ask this question, shouldn't we?
所以我们必须要问这个问题
So as I look back the 35 years in ministry
所以当我回顾35年的服事
I began asking this question.
我开始问这个问题。
If I were to go to seminary again,
如果我再次回到神学院
what would I do similarly?
我照样会做什么事情呢
what would I do similarly?
我会照样做什么呢
would you believe that before I went to seminary?
你会想到吗我去神学院之前
I never read through the Bible cover to cover.
我还从来没有读过圣经一遍。
No.I wish they would require that in seminary, don't you think?
我想这个神学里面应该要这样要求。
But thank God by His mercy that on the first year, I embarked on a three-year read through the Bible.
所以呢，我进神学院的时候就开始要在三年里面要读完一遍的圣经。
And I I really thank the Lord for that.
啊，为这个我感谢神。
Not only I did that in the morning, I read it.
啊，不单单是说早上读圣经。
I would also journal, write notes.
啊，我也做我的所谓这个灵修的笔记。
As to what is what that word, what God is speaking to me today.
啊，或者说今天神对我说什么，借着他的话语。
And how can I apply it into my life?
啊，并且我如何应用在我的生活的当中。
That was so helpful.
啊，这个对我是很大的帮助。
Because I learned this from a well-known pastor.
啊，我是从一个很有名的牧师学到这一方面。
He said this one time when we had a pastor's meeting.
啊，有一次我们这个牧师开会的时候，他这样说。
He says that in the ministry could be very deadly to your spiritual life.
这个在服事的当中，可以说对我们的这个属灵的生命呢，可以致死的。
I said, how could that be?
怎么可以呢
？You're constantly in the Word of God.
啊，你一直是在读神的话语。
You're teaching, you're preaching the word of God.
啊，你在教导，你在传讲神的话。
How can be in the ministry or seminary, be deadly to my spiritual life?
为什么反而说你去读神学的时候，还是你在服事的当中，反而叫你的灵命死呢
？And he said this.
然后他这样说。
Let me warn you, he said.
让我提醒你，或者也警告你。
That being in the ministry,
在服事的当中
，if you're not careful,
如果你不小心
，and you can be a professional clergyman.
那你就成为一个所谓专业性的一个牧者。
Then he explained it this way.
然后他这样解释。
It's very easy to be in the Bible and the Word.
啊，你可以很快的来看圣经。
To teach somebody.
或者说也教别人怎么看圣经。
That you can become like a professional baker.
啊，但是呢，你就像一个很专业做蛋糕的人一样。
You bake to feed others.
你做的蛋糕就是要喂养别人
，but you ignore feeding yourself.
但是呢，你忽略了要喂养自己。
So having said that,
所以当他这样说的时候
，let me ask you a few personal questions.
然后让我问你一些个人的问题。
Besides opening to the Bible,
所以除了打开你的圣经
，to prepare for your classes.
为了准备上课的需要
，or to preach a message or to teach a Bible lesson.
或者你预备为了要讲道要教导。
Are you opening the word for yourself?
你是否是让神的话也是先对你说呢
？How has the Lord been speaking to you to feed your soul?
所以呢，上帝目前怎么借着他的话来喂养你呢
？How have the Lord used His word to show you His perspective on things?
啊，上帝如何借用他的话语来告诉你他的这个观点呢
？How has it by looking at God's perspective?That you have changed your own perspective.
你当你知道上帝的观点的时候，有没有改变你自己的观点呢
？How has God's word fed your soul?
所以神的话语如何喂养你的心灵呢
？You see my point?
我相信你们知道我的点。
It's very easy to be in kind of in the word.
所以其实，比如说你好像你在处理神的话，好像感觉很容易。
For your coursework.
就是为了来准备功课
，For your ministry,
为了你在服事上面的需要。
But how is it feeding your soul?
但是主的话语如何喂养我们本身呢
？If you don't do that,
如果我们不这样做
，What would prevent you from losing your spiritual vitality?
因此呢，你的这个所谓属灵的能力或者那个动力。很自然的就会消失。
Another thing that I would do again if I would go to seminary.
哎，如果我回到神学院的时候，还有一件事情我还是会这样做的。
Is my friendship with my classmates.
也就是我和我的同学的关系。
When I was in seminary, there were two guys who were close to my age.
所以我在神学院的时候有两个弟兄跟我年龄差不多。
We were married.
我们都是有自己的家庭，有孩子。
And so we were very similar.
所以我们的这个背景很类似。
And you know, during those 3 years in seminary,
所以在那三年的神学经历里面
we went through a lot of life and ministry pressures together.
所以呢，我们是共同来经历这些的压力。
We would pray together.
我们常常一起祷告。
We eat together.
我们一起吃饭。
And we share heart to heart together.
我们也可以说。非常的公开或者说敞开的互相的交通。
I don't know how I could go through those 3 years without these two buddies.
现在我想起来，如果没有这两个密友， 我不知道我怎么样经历这个这个神学的时间。
Yeah, we went through financial pressures.
我们都有这个经济的压力。
Uncertain futures.
这个所谓将来没有这个一个。
The demands of ministry.
还有这个服事本身的要求。
Time management pressures.
这个怎么管理我们的时间。
But we supported each other.
我们互相支持。
And because of that.
也因为这样。
We reconnected a few years ago.
所以在几年前我们又一起见面的时候。
One lost his wife to an accident.
其中有一位他的妻子因为一个意外过世了。
In another one, is losing his wife through a neurological disease.
另外一位他的妻子现在也有一种的病情，也许很快也会失去他。
We're in another stage in our life and ministry.
我们都进入到在我们生命跟服事的另外一个阶段。
But we are a band of brothers.
但是呢，我们还是弟兄，在耶稣基督的里面。
Let me ask you.
让我回问大家。
Do you have these close brothers or sisters in seminary?
在神学院里面，你有这样的闺蜜吗
？I hope they're not just your classmates.
希望不只是你的同学。
I hope that you can.Talk to them heart to heart.
是一个你可以真的心与心来交通的。
Who knows? Maybe you might be in the same mission field or same ministry together.
你哪里知道？可能将来你们在同一个工厂。
Or even if you're not.
甚至如果不是。
You'll be surprised if you have developed that kind of close kindred spirit.
你应该会很惊奇，当你有这样非常亲密的。弟兄的关系的时候
that when you are in the ministry,
你在服事的时候
you need prayer and an understanding person,
你需要一个为你带导也可以理解你的
that seminary classmates,
你神学院的那个闺蜜
will be the one that you will call,
就是你会请她来为你祷告的
and then lastly,
最后
I thank my wife,
我也感谢我的师母
because she has to work graveyard shift that isFrom 6 to about 9 or 10 in the evening.
因为他呢，为了支持我跟我们的家庭，他是要做这个半夜的这个工作。
To help make ends meet financially.
让我们的这个经济呢可以维持。
We would take turns bringing our son to school to feed him and also to care for him.
所以呢，我们也要轮流带我们的孩子。
One reason I believe.
有一个原因我相信
that our marriage lasts through those three seminary years and 35 years of ministry.
我们的这个婚姻能够经得起三年的神学院还有现在35年的服事的这个考验
is because we are together in Christ.
乃是因为我们在基督里是合一的
and we could see the eternal values.
我们也看到那个永恒的价值
I remember when we got married.
我记得我们结婚的时候
A missionary gave us a gift, a wedding gift.
有一个宣教士给我们一个礼物
It was a devotional guide.
是一个灵修的指引
In the fly leaf of the devotional.
所以在这本书的前面
He wrote a note, notes to encourage us to be in the word and to pray together.
他就写了几个字鼓励我们能够好好的读圣经也可以好好的祷告
we took that to heart.
我们很真诚的接受他的这个劝勉
and so this is what we did.
所以这也是我们从那个时候开始就这样做的
evening,
在晚上的时候
we will read that devotional together.
我们就一起读这本的灵修的册子
and then we would pray together before going to bed.
在睡觉之前我们会一起祷告
a few years after that,
几年后
and up till now,
一直到现在。
In the morning, we will have our own quiet time.
在早上我们有个别的这个所谓灵修的时间。
And then during the day or when we come together to pray together.
在日间我们有时间的时候，我们一起祷告。
We will share our insights from what God has been speaking to us during the day.
我们也彼此的分享上帝今天对我们说什么。
And then we will have a time of prayer.
然后我们会一起祷告。
And this is the interesting thing that we've seen over and over again.
所以这个也是我们一直重复的发现的。
That God have chosen to use our time alone with the Word.
所以上帝呢是选择，也就是我们单独跟他在一起的时间。
To speak to us than any other means.
啊，在这个时间里面对我们说话，超越其他的这个机会。
When I look at my journal,
当我看到我的灵修笔日记的时候
，time and time again,
我就发现啊，一次又一次的
，God would comfort us through crisis.
啊，上帝在我们危机的时候如何安慰我们？
God will give us His, show us, reveal His will to guide us.
上帝也应许也会明显的带领我们。
God will give us wisdom to know how to face the future.
上帝也给我们智慧，如何来面对将来。
Another thing.
还有另外一件事。
When we were to, before we pray together.
我们祷一起祷告之前。
The Holy Spirit would oftentimes do this.
圣灵常常这样工作。
If there is any disagreement between the two of us,
如果我们两个人有什么不同的看法、意见
，and if there has been any misunderstanding between the two of us,
甚至如果我们有一些彼此之间的误会
，in fact, if there is any unresolved anger between the two of us,
或者说我们之间有什么还没有协调的这个气氛
，or any conflict,
或者有任何的冲突
，we just have a hard time to pray.
我们就发现就很难一起祷告。
And that's a time when the Holy Spirit says.
所以那个时候，圣灵会对我们说
，Are you going to deal with the wedge that's come between the two of you or not?
你要不要处理你们两个人之间的这个隔呢
？And He will remind us.
他会提醒我们
that if you do not care to resolve that,
如果你不去解决这个冲突
，then don't bother praying.
你就不需要祷告吧
？Because if your relationship with another is not in order,
因为你们之间的关系有问题。
Then it will hinder your prayer. God will not listen to your prayer.
当然，这个就拦阻你的祷告，上帝也不能听你的祷告。
Don't waste your time.
你就不要再浪费时间祷告了。
So time and time again.
所以很多时候
，we have to keep a short list on the problem that we have in between us.
所以呢，我们也就是说，不能够把这些冲突的东西一直藏着。
And by doing so,
也因为这样，我们这样做。
Satan, our enemy, has a hard time cutting a wedge between the two of us.
我们的敌人撒旦他就很难攻击我们。
And let me tell you this.
然后我再一次告诉大家。
I've worked with couples.
我们跟很多的夫妇工作。
With elder couples.
Elder. 并且是比我们年长的夫妇。
People are serving elders at church.
他们在教会里面是做长老的。
Even pastors and their wives.
甚至于做牧师和他们的师母。
One of the things that I will often ask them.
每一次我都会问他们一个问题。
Do you pray together?
你们有没有一起祷告
？Regularly.
并且是经常一起祷告。
They will say no.
他们说没有。
I said, what's the problem?
问题是什么吗
？We're too busy.
我们太忙了。
My wife is an early person. I'm a late person.
我的太太是早起的，我是。很迟才起来的。
I said, that's not an excuse.
但是我跟他们说，这不是借口。
You can see how Satan is attacking your marriage.
所以你就看到撒旦是怎么样攻击你们的婚姻和你们的家庭。
You would make that one of your first priority.
你应该把这件事当作是最重要需要面对的。
More important than preparing your lesson and your message. Would you believe that?
比你预备你的功课，比预备你的讲章更重要。
So let me summarize.
所以让我总结。
Would you agree that we are like jars of clay?
我们是不是也是像这个瓦器一样
？When we look at the life and ministry demands before us.
当我们面对人生服事的一切的要求或者压力
，If so, what are you going to do about it?
所以你会如何来面对和处理呢
？What are you going to do about it?
你会怎么做呢？
Do you just want to continue to bury yourself in your books?
所以你还是埋头的在你的书籍的里面吗
？Or you are preparing for now and an eventuality that it'll be overwhelming?
而或者你是好好的为你的将来来预备呢
？Are you saying, Lord, I'm opening myself to you?
或者你对主说，主啊，我向你敞开。
To put your treasure in me.
要让你的这个宝贝放在我的身上
That is the death and life of Christ.
也就是基督的死与生
I'm willing to be crucified with Christ.
我愿意与基督同钉十字架
whether it is my sinful patterns,
不管是我的这个犯罪的这个习惯,
my pride,
或者我的骄傲,
my unwilling to submit to your lordship,
或者是我不愿意把自己服在你的主权下,
are you willing to do that?
你愿意这样做吗?
Can you prayerfully say that to the Lord?
你可以在祷告中向主说,
Lord, I want to die with Christ.
主, 我要与基督同死,
so that I can experience his life.
好叫我可以也经历他的生,
and then next you say, Lord, I want to live the exchange life.
然后你对主说, 我要过那个所谓交替的生活,
and that means if there is anything in me that needs to be broken.
也就是说, 当我的生命当中有什么需要去破碎的,
maybe something that you've always wanted to change,
或者是什么需要去改变的,
but somehow you cannot change.
但是我们自己改变不了,
your wife cannot change you.
你的配偶也不能够改变你,
it is, you're stuck.
你好像被, 来到一个死角,
but at the same time, you're saying, Lord,
但是同时你对主说,
I'm willing to be broken by you.
主啊, 我愿意让你破碎我,
I'm willing to be broken again and again,
甚至一次再一次的被破碎,
so that I can live the exchange life,
好让我可以过一个更新的生活,
say that to him,
我们可以向主这样说,
right now,
现在就这样对他说,
and then lastly,
然后最后,
and then you say, Lord,
主啊,
I know I'm reading your word,
我知道我是在读你的话语,
but oftentimes it's not to feed my soul.
但是很多时候没有喂养我自己,
please forgive me.
赦免我,
because I'm so committed to getting good grades.
因为呢我致力要拿到很好的成绩,
I'm so committed to serving and teaching others.
甚至我很愿意来好好的教导别人,
but I've ignored my own feeding.
但是呢我就忽略了我个人的这个需要的抚养,
please forgive me.
赦免我,
help me.
帮助我,
to be able to focus on you.
让我可以把焦点放在你的身上,
each day,
每一天,
so that I can be renewed day by day.
让我可以每日更新,
that I'm willing to forgive others.
好让我也可以愿意赦免别人,
I'm willing to accept your forgiveness.
我愿意接受你的赦免,
that I can continue to grow in Christ-likeness.
好让我可以在基督的这个榜样上继续的成长,
because after all,
因为至终,
it is what is inside that counts.
是那个在里面的是才有意义有价值的,
it is what is inside the treasure that I can bring with me to eternity.
也是这个在里面的这个东西才可以带到永恒里面,
do you agree with that?
你们是否同意呢?
Let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
慈爱的天父,
we have seen how you, Jesus Christ, have lived on earth like jars of clay.
我们也看到主耶稣在地上的时候, 活出的生命就好像宝贝在瓦器里。
Because of that,
因为这样,
you've given us eternal life.
你给了我们永生。
You've given us also the death, your death and life in us.
你也容许你的死与生, 在我们里面,
so that through that,
借着这个,
we can experience your presence in our lives.
我们可以经历你的同在。
Lord, you know our weaknesses.
主啊,你知道我们的软弱。
You know our sinful habits.
你也知道我们还有一些犯罪的习惯。
That we need to change.
我们需要改变。
But we believe that only when we allow ourselves,
但是当我们相信,当我们愿意这样放下,
to be like a broken jar of clay,
好像一个被粉碎的瓦器,
and to treasure your death and life in our lives,
我们能够把你的生与死当为宝贝,
that you can shape our character,
你可以雕塑我们的品格,
that you can reveal your will to us,
你把你的旨意向我们显明,
that your grace will be sufficient for us,
你的恩典足够我们使用,
to meet the life and demands, the life and ministry demands of our life,
让我们可以面对也能够来对应 我们生命和有服事的这些要求。
We thank you for what you're doing in this seminary.
我们感谢你,你在这个飞升你所自己所做的工作。
We thank you for the faculty and staff who serve here.
我们也感谢你有这些老师和同工的服事。
We thank you for the students who have dedicated their lives to be here.
我们也为这些同学,他们有把生命 完全献给你来感恩。
And the many churches and friends who have supported them.
还有很多支持我们的朋友教会。
These are all precious that you've given us.
这些都是你给我们的宝贝。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们也奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.